Hello and welcome to this month's Legal Eagle with Berry and Lambert Solicitors. Labour's highly anticipated first budget was announced on the 30th of October, so leaving politics to one side, we're going to take a closer look at the implications of the budget, and who better to explain the changes and hopefully allay some fears is our legal expert, Emma Houghton, a partner at Berry and Lambert. Thanks for joining us, Emma.
It's a pleasure, Alex. Nice to see you.
So, this episode of Legal Eagle is a particularly pertinent and emotive one, so let's kick off where we can with the main changes from the budget. So, what are they?
Well, there's quite a few which can impact. Firstly, from a business's point of view, there's the increase in national insurance contributions for the employer. Then you have other tax which will affect people on a more personal note. For example, inheritance tax in relation to pension pots and capital gains, and also inheritance tax changes in relation to agricultural relief and business property relief.
So Emma, you're a solicitor in the private client department dealing with wills, trusts and powers of attorney and the administration of estates. Is there an area that people should be particularly aware of that will be affected?
Oh, certainly. There's a few areas within the private client area. Firstly, in relation to inheritance tax. An example of that is in relation to people's pensions and their pension pots. What will happen is from 2027, they will now become taxable in relation to inheritance tax. Inheritance tax in itself is a tax which is due in the event of a death. So in the event of your death, you can have what's called a chargeable estate for inheritance tax. From 2027, a pension pot, while at this time it's free of inheritance tax, it will now be subject to an inheritance tax calculation. How that will differ for people is that if you're not passing it to a spouse, so actually it goes down to, for example, children as a non-exempt beneficiary, if the estate is taxable, there will be a 40% charge on that pension pot. That's the first example that we would come across in our department. Secondly, there is example of agricultural and business property relief. So say, for example, you have assets in the event of your death which are used for agricultural or business property, they are free of inheritance tax at this time. However, again, the rules will change. There will be a cap, effectively, of £1 million on agricultural business property relief, and anything above that will be taxable at the inheritance tax rate of currently 40%. This is really going to affect farmers. If you look at some of the feedback and concerns, you have a farm. Most of those, if there is some farming, are going to be over the million mark. You have generations which have farmed. In the event of a death now, where a farm would want to go down to the next generation, who have been brought up and trained to hopefully then take over this family business, if that's over £1 million, they now have to find the money to pay the inheritance tax to be able to keep that farm. And there are huge concerns.
Also, capital gains changes, aren't there?
Yes. Perhaps this is the one that's slightly less of a concern. However, the rates of capital gains tax have gone up. So we have now got a higher rate, and that is now matching the rate on what residential property would be charged at for capital gains tax. So there is quite a percentage increase there. How that will work in relation to an estate is that, say, the family have the assets on a parent's death, there is an uplift to the date of death value. However, by the time you put a property on the market, if that's going to be sold, there can already be a capital gain from the date of death value to the date of sale value. There can be a capital gain, and that will now be subject to capital gains tax. Now there is such a small capital gains tax allowance, then you can obviously have quite a higher rate of capital gains. So in effect, the family are missing out on the benefit of a capital gain. That's not just in relation to property. You can have stocks and shares, and of course, obviously, they can make a gain. And again, the rates have gone up for that. So it's, again, passing down to your family. The rates are changing, and it's the family's inheritance which will miss out.
So are there any other gremlins in the budget we should think about?
So going back to one of the ones I mentioned, so for example, the NI increase for employers. Again, say there's a family business which has been built up. We see that on occasions when people come in for a bit of tax planning. Say the aim is that that's go down to the family. At this point, if something happens to the owners and the children perhaps come along in the hope of taking on the business. It's now a quite a difficult economic climate if they are employing a certain number of people. Again, are they financially going to be able to survive having to pay the extra rate in employers' national insurance contributions? It's a really big concern. Secondly, I would say that you also have the issue of, again, the business property relief when in an estate. There's a business, they're hoping to have left that to children. The children are then due to inherit. Again, they were hoping that there's business property relief up to £1 million. There can be businesses, if their turnover is quite high, where they're now going to have to find inheritance tax to pay. Are they going to be able to find that from liquidising the other assets, or are they going to have to sell their business? It's a real concern.
Thank you so much. I'm sure people will be very concerned about their financial situation after the budget, but I'm sure this has given some much needed clarity to a complex and emotional subject. If you still have questions, do contact the team at berryandlamberts.co.uk and listen to the full episode back on the West Kent Radio website. Thanks for being our Legal Eagle, Emma.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to see you.
And join us next month for another Legal Eagle on West Kent Radio.